What's going on, Braves country? Hello and welcome to another episode of the Braves Beach House Podcast. Coming up this week, we're going to be joined by Christina McCaffrey to go over our fall and winter events for the 2024 season right here at Cooler Day Park. We have a complete overview with some exclusive announcements. And later on, we'll be joined by our good friend Slicer. He just got back from Tito's Tail Wagon Tuesday at the Tiki Bar, and he interviewed some dogs, so we'll have Slicer on the street at the end. All that and more ahead on the Braves Beach House Podcast. And welcome back to the Braves Beach House Podcast. We are now joined by Christina. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
So we got a lot coming up this fall and winter here at Cooler Day Park. You're the mastermind behind our events here at Cooler Day Park. So you're the perfect person to talk to tell us all about it. So coming up in October, October 16th, what do we got happening?
Well, we are hosting the Venice Chamber Expo. So they have a ton of great businesses from the area showing their products. There's going to be some neat additions this year. They have a car show coming in, a blood drive. The Venice Symphony will have a little performance going on. And of course, the Superior Pools Tomahawk Tiki Bar will be open during it. So grab a drink, grab some food, and see all the great local businesses.
That will be a very exciting time here at Cooler Day Park. In November, we got some of our very signature world famous events. On November 16th, we have the Celebrity and Heroes softball game and Joe Nichols concert. It's the second year we're doing a softball game and concert. Can you tell people about that?
That's right. So the United Way is hosting the second annual Celebrities and Heroes softball game here on November 16th. It starts off with the celebrity softball game. So we have a lot of exciting names coming in to play in the celebrity softball game alongside our local heroes. So it's a really fun time to see everyone kind of intermingle and a lot of home runs and a little bit of trash talking. Tito Ortiz was just announced as one of our celebrity players here, so that will be an exciting addition. And there'll be a lot more celebrity names mentioned and released in the upcoming weeks. And then, of course, followed by the concert. So it's a great day. Actually, Jackson Dean opens up the concert on the field, and then Joe Nichols follows that. So it's always a good time to see people on the field and having fun at a concert. We have some really great acts, and of course, it's going to a wonderful cause. All proceeds will benefit Operation Warrior Resolution and My Warrior's Place. So it's all around a great day and family-filled, fun. Just come on out to that one.
Yeah, so it goes to a good cause. And also, this isn't just a concert on the plaza or at the Tiki Bar. People actually get to watch the concert from the outfield here at Cooler Day Park.
That is correct. So one ticket gets you admission to the softball game and the concert. You can sit in the seating bowl or stand on the field, get as close to the stage as you can. So it's a really unique experience to be on the field and watching the game.
For sure. And for ticket information for that, they are on sale now. You can go to coolerdaypark.com/tickets and get them now before they are gone. November 23rd, the next Saturday, it's the biggest event of the year, my favorite event of the year. I love food.
I was going to say, I think it is probably your personal favorite. And it's one that I think we're just really gaining notoriety for is our Grilled Cheese Festival. This will be our third annual Grilled Cheese Festival. And it is exactly as it sounds. We have food trucks come in and they serve all types of grilled cheeses. So we classify a grilled cheese as anything with bread and cheese in the middle so that you can always find a interesting variation of that. Last year we had some donuts with cheeses. They were delicious. They were one of our winners. So we will have the food trucks competing for that. We have live music that day. From 11 to 6. I think you have the name of
it. Yeah, we have an exclusive announcement for you here on the Beach House Podcast. We have the names of the bands performing at the Grilled Cheese Festival this year. We got Jesse Daniels is going to be leading it off. We got What the Funk following it up. And Connor Walker will close it out.
So there are going to be some really great acts, and you're going to want to see this. We have a great lineup of craft beers from local breweries and just regular beers. Soda, water, whatever you're going to be thirsty for that day. We'll have some kids activities, face painting, an inflatable corn maze, inflatables, all sorts of activities. So it's really fun for all ages. And who doesn't love a grilled cheese?
Yeah, you can't go wrong with the grilled cheese. The weather's cooling down. There's also souvenir beer steins. Those are always popular.
Can't miss the mule cups. So they are a keepsake for sure. Keep your drinks cold, and then you can make some Moscow mules later. It's always a win.
Yeah, for sure. For more information on that, coolidaypark.com/GCF. We have all the info for that. I know our Pop Dogs food truck will be here. They're making their first appearance at the Grilled Cheese Festival. That's right. They'll be having their grilled cheese popcorns.
I can't wait for that, personally. Popcorn and grilled cheese, it's the best combo, if I had to say.
It is. I'm excited to see how it tastes and try all of it. After Thanksgiving break, we have a weekend full of activities starting on December 6th.
That's right. So it's our signature Jingle Jam event. It is December 6th through the 8th. So we start that off on Friday night with a beer run. So this is always really fun. Everyone, just a great environment. We do 3 laps around the concourse, and then each lap you can have a beer or a soda. And everyone dresses festive, and we have the lights on, Christmas music. So it's just a really unique opportunity just to have fun and pretend like you're a runner.
Yeah.
Or not, whatever you want to do. Grab some friends, walk around the stadium, whatever, under the lights. The next day, we follow up with our 2 days of our signature Jingle Jam events. We have a plethora of events for everyone going on. We'll start outside with our carriage rides. So we have our horse and carriage rides that will go around the local streets. We'll have some more inflatables. The kids always love it on the front plaza there. We will have our holiday market on the concourse, so you can get your holiday shopping done, walk around. We'll have Mrs. Claus here on Saturday, and then pictures with Santa on Sunday. So you can't miss that. Gotta get your photo with Santa. I think you have a couple, right?
Yeah, every year I need my picture with Santa Claus, make sure I'm still on the good list.
Yeah, so he checks the list maybe once or twice. Harrison tends to be on it. We have great holiday food and beverages available at the Tiki Bar. I know that our Tiki Bar staff is concocting up some great holiday drinks are always so exciting and festive. What's our pretzel one called? I forget.
Oh, the holiday pretzel holiday dessert. Pretzel. Yeah.
Oh, it's a great one. So Saturday night or Saturday morning, we will have our 5K. So that is our 6th annual. We're really trucking along here. Our 6th annual Tomahawk 5K. So that will start outside the stadium and actually end inside the stadium with your face, your sweaty face, or not. Maybe you're a listener on the scoreboard as you finish the 5K. Comes with breakfast, drink coupons. It's a really, really fun kickoff to the morning. And then Sunday night, we have our, I think it's also our 6th annual Caddy Carts Golf Cart Parade of Lights. So that it's just amazing to see all the golf carts decorated and the neighborhoods around here that really get into it. We've had people that have created trains and flamingos and all kinds of different decorations that have been really fun to see, you know, really getting involved in that. And we are, again, going this year, starting at the stadium. We'll have a little decoration party. We'll go to downtown Welland Park. We'll park for a little bit, let any patrons see the golf carts down there. And then we'll parade back to the stadium, loop around the field, and finish on the front plaza. And that will kick off or finalize our 6th annual Jingle Jam.
Yeah, it's a great one. It is very fun, and it's a perfect end to have the stadium lights out and see the golf carts going around the warning track. I know it's always a very joyous and festive time. Going back to the 5K, you get to go through the whole complex, basically. You get to see areas you've never seen when you go on the run through the quad, around the agility field.
That's right. It's basically a behind-the-scenes tour that no one gets to see while you're running. So you start off on the front plaza at the stadium. We'll go down West Villages Parkway southbound and come back. And you'll actually get to tour through our backfield, see all the... We actually have 7 fields here, which most people don't know about. See 6 of the 7 fields as you're coming through the facility and then finish on the field. So it's a great... And it's all the proceeds benefit the Atlanta Braves Foundation. So it's always a good day to get your run in and feel good about yourself, and then also contribute to a great cause.
Exactly. So to register for the 5K and the beer run, you can go to our website, coolidaypark.com/run, and all the information is there, and you can sign up now for that. for Jingle Jam golf cart applications. Are those live now? Can people join the golf cart parade?
They can. Yep. So they are live. And that link is also at cooltodaypark.com/Jingle Jam.
So that will sure to be a great time at Jingle Jam, a weekend full of activities. We got one more event to close out the year here.
We do. We have a great concert back with our party on the plazas. It is going to be Rock and Roll Dreams. It's a Meatloaf tribute band. So this their first time to Cool Today Park, and it'll be really fun tribute to Meatloaf and wrap up the year.
Yeah, and so for people who aren't familiar with our Party on the Plaza concert series, it takes place outside the stadium on the grass lawn, and we have a couple types of seating options.
We do. We have VIP seating, which includes four seats, a bucket of drinks, and an exclusive space with seats in it right up close to the stage. And then we have general admission tickets as well.
So you'll want to get those when they go on sale. Stay tuned to our social media channels and our website to find out when we go live with tickets. Well, Christina, it sounds like we've got a great slate of events this year. Do you have anything else you want to tell the people about?
I think that's it. Yeah, we have a great ending quarter here at Cool Today Park, leading us into the holidays, and then we'll turn around and go into spring training.
Well, that sure sounds like fun. Thank you for joining us here on the podcast. When we come back, we're going to be with Slicer. He's on the streets. We'll see what he's up to after this. Tito's Tailwagon Tuesday here at the Superior Pools Tomahawk Tiki Bar. We got some games. We're going to ask some people some dog questions. Let's go ahead and check it out. All right. say, have a slice day. Nothing like inspired whipped cream. Thanks, Slicer. Sure looked like a possum time. Coming up this week at Cool Today Park on Thursday, it's Suncoast DJ Bingo at 6 p.m. Friday night, we got Coastal Jams Duo at 5:30. Saturday, we got Desperados and Eagles Tribute Band at 5:30. And on Sunday at 1, we got Latitude 26. Next week, we'll talk about everything coming up in the month of October here at Cool Today Park on the Braves Beach House Podcast. Be sure to join us then.